Sleeper 13, written by Rob Sinclair and read by David Thorpe.
Rachel, I've looked through all of the information you provided and I've discussed this at length with Henry too, and I'm afraid the conclusion I've come to is that I have to turn down your request for trapeze assistance at this time.
Now Cox did let out her groan.
But sir, the evidence I...
Well, that's the problem, Cox, Flanagan interrupted. There really isn't much by way of evidence. Assigning the resources of the trapeze team is a serious and expensive step to take, which is why it needs Level 6 approval.
Miles butted in.
And it's just not clear that there would be any benefit to your work in doing so at this stage. In fact, it might jeopardise events down the line if we've extended our reach without good justification.
Cox gritted her teeth as she bit back her retort. The way she saw it, the term good justification was basically a movable feast that could be placed wherever those at the top end of the hierarchy wanted it. For months, her work had seen her edging closer and closer to the identities and the truth of a group of extremists that she'd colloquially labelled the 13. After 9/11, Cox was placed on a special investigation to track the activity of family groups of known terrorists. Every year, thousands of children were brought up in extremist jihadi households across the Middle East. It was her job to track those kids to adulthood and do her best to prevent them from becoming the next wave of terrorists to threaten the region and ultimately the West. What had begun as a mind-numbing exercise in basic local surveillance had transformed into something Cox felt held far-reaching significance. It was in Iraq that she'd first come across tales of a group of young boys being trained in a secret and secluded institution, and her work since had led her to believe that those tales, as tall as they often were, held real truth.